Hey y'all, welcome back to another episode on the Bruised Not Broken podcast. How are you guys doing today? How is your mental? Let's do a quick check-in. Like, just tell me. I know you're probably like, girl, you can't really hear me, but sometimes you just really need to say it out loud so that thing becomes real, so that then you can deal with it head on instead of running away from it, you know, hiding it and harboring it like it's not there. So if you did say something, you know, and you are having a rough day, I just want to let you know that I am here for you, but more importantly, God is here for you. So don't ever think that you are alone and that you have no one in your corner, or that, you know, nobody understands where you're coming from or what you're going through, because Jesus already been through everything. He's been through it all and he overcame it all. So you are more than capable to get through what you are currently going through, even when, you know, it looks like you won't. So with that being said, good morning. What's up? And let's get into it. So I want to start us off in the book of James, chapter 4, verse 7. The book of James, chapter 4, verse 7. If you got it, amen. If you don't got it, it's all good. I'm going to read it to you anyway. So it reads, "So submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you." So submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. I'm going to go ahead and just add verse 8 in there too. "Come close to God, and he will come close to you. Wash your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded people." I'm going to just pause right there. So the first one is like a push and pull situation, that if I submit to God, the devil's, and resist the devil, he's going to flee from me. A lot of us, you know, are looking for the answer as to, you know, how to get from this thing or how to relieve ourselves of this temptation. God is saying, listen, if you resist it, that thing is going to go. If you resist it, that thing is going to be removed. All we have to do is turn away from it. And yes, it's easier said than done, but it's some things that a lot of us need to turn away from, because if we don't turn away from it, we're only going to be digging a deeper hole for ourselves. So what is it? What is it that you need to turn away from? Who is it that you need to turn away from? You know, like, it doesn't have to be a thing. It can be a who too. Some of you have been around people who aren't capable of appreciating your blessing. They don't know the anointing that God has placed on your life, so they don't know what to do with you. So instead of setting you up to win, they probably setting you up to lose, because they've never been around someone with such an anointing. They've never been around someone with so much favor. You know, and sometimes when people don't know how to deal with it, they act rashly. They act harshly, you know. They act on feelings and emotions because they think or believe that they can't get what you got. But really, God has already done it in their lives, but it's just at a different time. Listen, God is not going to do the same thing he did for the next person or the person before you. Why? Because you're not that person. And you take, you know, a different perspective to get what God is trying to say. You know, not everybody's a visual learner. You know, not everybody learns, you know, when they're just reading off the screen. Some people need to be hands-on because they learn better that way. And that's what I'm trying to get to, you know, like, everybody's different, you know, and God's not going to be with you how he was, you know, with Joshua. He will be with you. Yes, that is a guarantee, but he's not going to be with you in that same manner. You know, he's not going to be the same way he is with the doctor, you know, the way he is with the hairstylist. Like, no, it's two different, you know, ballparks right there. Like, you can't handle a child the same way you would handle an adult. Why? Because you see that there's a large gap in the age group, and you got to talk to them a certain way in order for them to, you know, understand it and not, you know, take offense to it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to pay attention to your uniqueness. And if you fail to realize the gift that God has placed inside of you, you'll ruin it by allowing people to ruin you, by allowing people to run over you and take control of you when really it wasn't theirs to take. and it wasn't yours to give in the first place. Like, a lot of us hand our lives over to the, you know, to the enemy and don't even know it. But what if I told you that your life is not your own? That God bought you at a high price, at a very high price, and that you belong to him. So you giving yourself over to these evil things, it's not your place to be given a life that you didn't give to yourself. God gave it to you, so it's his to give. You know what I'm saying? Like, the same thing goes with blessings. You know, when God blesses us, sometimes people just harbor the blessing. God will bless you fourfold. He'll give you, you know, an abundance of wealth and, you know, riches and spoils and all these things. But as soon as a friend in need comes asking for a favor, you just shut up. You know, you get all stubborn and you get selfish. You don't want to help them out. It's all me, 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 and mine. But it wasn't yours in the first place. God gave that to you, so you should give it to somebody else. Who am I talking to? God blessed you with something, and instead of giving it to the next person so that they may too inherit that blessing, you kept it for yourself. Listen, oh, you got so much in taxes. You got that stimulus check. Okay, what did you do with that? Did you just go ahead and splurge, or did you give it to somebody that you know needed it? I ain't saying, you know, give your whole stimulus check away. You know, whatever God places in your heart, that's on you. You know, that's between you and God. But you could have done something with that stimulus check that could have been more productive in the way that you used it. You could have helped somebody else in need. You could have helped out a family member who was down bad. You know, they may need $50 for gas. You could have sent them $50 out of that $1,400 that you just got. Come on, like, I'm being real with y'all. It's not yours to give. So stop being so stubborn. Stop being so selfish. Okay? You can be stubborn and selfish when it's the enemy trying to get what God gave you. However, when it's God's children, we are to be a river of blessings, always giving of ourselves, because that's what following the steps of Jesus is all about. Jesus said to wash others' feet the way that he washed, you know, our feet. And the only way we can do that is to give, and to give in love, and to serve in love. I didn't even really get to the main point that I wanted to talk about. But let's go down and jump into verse 8. So it says, come close to God, and he will come close to you. Wash your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded people. I'm going to read that again. It says, come close to God, and he will come close to you. Wash your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded people. Here go that push and pull again. Come close to God, and he going to come close to you. This is a symbiotic relationship. If you do one thing, I'm going to do one thing. If you, you know, if you pull your half, I'm going to pull your, you know, pull my half. You know, we all got to pull our weight. God is saying, listen, if you come close to me, I'm going to come close to you. But if you continue to run away from me, how can I, you know, how can I reach you? Not saying that you're too far from God. No, but if you don't allow God to work that thing inside of you, then you won't really be able to utilize the power that he has set aside for you. Okay? A lot of us can live a blessed life and live, you know, so much better than our current situations if we just allow God to enter inside of us. If we just allow God to take control. If we just let God in when he knocked on the door. God is knocking on your door right now, but a lot of you didn't even open it, you know? A lot of you have opened the door, didn't even let God in. Some of you still got God waiting at the door. Like, come close to God and he's going to come close to you. If you want to live a blessed life, not saying that you won't, you know, run into any struggles, that you won't encounter any storms, but if you want to live better than what you are currently living like, it's time that you get closer to God. Like, the answer is right here in the book. The answer is right here in the Bible. You know, we go all around searching for the answers when it's made simple and plain right in front of us in James chapter 4. Come close to God. Stop running away. Stop going to men to find these answers when the only answer is Jesus. They don't got those answers. They don't know the answers, man. They don't know the answers. So stop going to temporary, you know, solutions and start going to a permanent one. The source. Your strength. God. So, That was my verse of the day, guys. James chapter 4, verse 7. And what I wanted to talk to you guys about today is just taking the time to really stop and reflect. A lot of us are like always on go, and we never take the time to stop and, you know, take in all the beauty that's around us. Like, when was the last time you stopped and admired the horizon? That you looked at the sky and was like, wow, God, this is beautiful. When was the last time you sat in nature? When was the last time you looked at a baby and was like, wow, God formed that? Like, a lot of us are just so busy, busy, busy that we're not really producing anything. Just because you're busy doesn't mean that you are successful. Busy people aren't successful. Productive people are. You can be busy, but your fruit isn't going to last. Your fruit is temporary. Your fruit is actually rotten. Because you're so focused on getting instant gratification and getting quick results that you're not taking the time to, you know, find out what drives those long-term results. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, that goes into a business aspect too. A lot of you guys are so, you know, you're running your businesses to the ground because you're trying to do 5,000 things at once. When you really need to focus on one thing and become an expert at that, then move on to the next. You can't do everything by yourself, and you can't do everything at once. Take time to really just sit down and start, you know, doing one thing at a time. Okay, yes, it's good to multitask. However, I'd rather you produce good fruit, you know, produce good quality, than produce bad quantity. Ooh, that's a good one right there. I'm over here just dropping gems, y'all. That was really a good one. But yeah, like, I had this God convicted me like a couple days ago. You know, I was just, you know, working, and we had overtime like back to back, and we have overtime again this week. It's just crazy. Like, I just feel like I'm drained, and it's just like I'm always on go, go, go. Like, even on my off days, it's just like I feel like I don't sleep. You know what I'm saying? I feel like I'm missing out on something, and I felt God tell me, like, stop. Stop. You know, take this time to just relax and breathe. And to just reflect on all that God has given you. Like, I was so busy on go that my mind and my mental were just so flustered. I was getting aggravated, and I was getting, you know, irritated. Like, when I got to work, it was just like, don't talk to me. You know, like, working 12 plus hour shifts ain't easy. And, you know, dealing with different mindsets and being the youngest in the company is just like, not everybody's going to want to listen to you, because everybody don't even think, you know, they don't even believe in you. They don't think that you know what you're talking about because you're just so young. And so it's just like, I was in this mental battle, you know, and I fight this battle like every week. You know what I'm saying? Again, I'm in a transition and nothing happens overnight. You know, it could take up to a couple months to a year to really fully adapt to being in a new environment. You know what I'm saying? But God was just really telling me to slow down and just stop so I can catch up with myself. Because if we don't stop and catch up with ourselves, we can lose ourselves along the way. And you never want to lose yourself, you know. And I know that God gave me this opportunity. And I had a conversation with God. I want to say it was last Tuesday. And I was just like, God, like, I'm so thankful for this opportunity. Like, I've been praying for a job for like 7 months straight. And, you know, I finally got the offer and the opportunity. But now that I'm in it, it's just like, dang, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's an emotion that I didn't think about when I was praying for it. You know, we pray for all these things, but then when we're actually in it, you know, it may not feel the way that we predicted. You get what I'm saying? But yeah, like, it was Tuesday. I was like, you know, God, I feel like I'm losing myself, but I know that you put me here for a reason, because you wouldn't give me nothing that I couldn't bear. So I'm just over here, I'm trying to thug it out through work. I'm just like, you know what, I got this. And that's me, like, all the time. I'm not going to lie to you guys. It's definitely a difficult transition, you know, being around people to not being around nobody but yourself. You know, it is definitely a change. And I see that as a growing pain. You know, when we are going through growth spurts, we all go through growing pains. I feel like this is one of them, especially for me, with me, you know, opening or starting this new chapter in January. I feel as though this job is just a growing pain that is going to help me out in the end. You know, it's going to look good on the document, you know, at the end of the day. Like, it's going to help me out. It's going to help me level up, and it's going to show me some skills that I need in order for me to really be effective in, you know, my business. So I am just trying to, you know, look at the good of it all, look at the bigger picture. So every time that I feel like I'm stressed out or something, I'm like, okay, God, what am I gaining from this? What am I supposed to be getting from this assignment? And, you know, I'm like, okay, patience, because they are working my last nerve. So God is trying to teach me patience by stretching me. He's trying to, you know, he's just testing me. You know, God always tests us. And every time I feel as though, like, I'm being tossed a curveball at work, I'm just like, you know, I got this. I can overcome this. Like, I can do this. And now, not all of the things that I deal with at work are, you know, God testing me. Sometimes it's just the devil trying to work my last nerves. Like, I'd be like, no, devil, you're not about to ruin my day-to-day. Like, no, I'm not having it. You know, you come in and have a good time. Next thing you know, you got this associate who just wants to just get on your nerves and act out. And then I'm just like, no, God. No, I'm going to overcome this, because I have greatness inside of me. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. And I'm just like, listen, I can do this. God gave me the permission. God gave me the authority to stomp on the head of the snake with my heel. So if I ever were to come into a situation where I feel like I can't breathe, if I ever want to come against a struggle that I feel like I couldn't beat, all I have to do is stand on God's word, stand on God's name, and speak it. Speak it. I declare and decree that I'm going to have a good day. I declare and decree that I'm going to get through this. I declare and decree that this too shall pass. Like, you got to speak these things into existence, because if you don't, you'll find yourself drowning under. For real. Like I told you guys, like, it's a mental battle. And I do affirmations before I go into work to help me out, because when I get to work, sometimes I just don't want to be there. Because I know that at the end of the day, I'm isolated, you know? I'm by myself. And it's just like, I'm not used to this, but I need to, you know? And this is a growing pain that I'm going to have to get through, because God is working out these emotions in me. Even though I don't like the feeling, it's always going to be for my good, because God is always working that thing out for our good. Whether we know it or not, whether we see it or not, God is always working on our behalf. We have an advocate inside of us. You know, we have God's advocate inside of us. And that's the Holy Spirit. So he is always working. So now it's just time for you to realize what your growing pain is. You know, it may be getting used to being in your new home or being in your new hometown. Or it may be, you know, your new position that God promoted you to. You know, you were excited before him, but now that you got the workload, you just feel like you're drowning. You feel like, you know, it's just not letting up. And now you're feeling these pains of what you had prayed for, and you're like, dang, you know, I don't know if I want this anymore. You know, I don't know if I want to get older. You know, that's how kids usually be, you know? I used to, you know, wanted to be 18, but now, you know, I got to pay bills and do this and that. I don't know if I want to get older. Like, growing pains happen, you know, in adolescence, and growing pains also happen in life. And you just have to understand that growing pains don't last. And it's said that growing pains aren't even painful. That growth doesn't really hurt unless, you know, you're missing some cartilage in some places, or, you know, your bone was deformed or something like that, you know, and then it's rubbing together as you're growing. Like, some people do, of course, you know, have pain when they're growing. However, majority of the time, growing pains do not hurt. You know, you just have to allow it to take place inside of you so that you can level up, literally, so that you can grow into a more mature person, you know? And I'm not just talking physically here, I'm talking spiritually. A lot of you guys are in this growing pain and you feel as though you're losing yourself, and it's just like, listen, you need to hold on. You need to hold on, and you need to tighten your grip, because this is going to be a bumpy ride, but God got you. God's not letting you go, so don't let go of him. I'm going to say that again. God is not letting you go, so don't let go of him. Take the time to really just stop and pause. Take it all in. Take in all of God's beauty, like the sky, nature, his creation. You know, God is such a creative being, and to see, you know, the excellency of his work is just, it's amazing. You know, seeing the people that he created, seeing these talented people, you know, on Instagram, and seeing these talented influencers do their thing, it's just like, wow, I love to see how they use the gift that God has given them. And they're sharing it with the world. I love to see it, because you're not supposed to harbor what God has gifted you. You need to share it so that other people can see it, so that we can all stand in awe of the beauty of God and his marvelous works. So take the time today to just stop and breathe and reflect and see what it is that, you know, that you're growing in. You know, you may not like the feeling, but take the time to really pinpoint that, so that we can deal with the issue at hand instead of just get over it. You need to start getting through it, not over it. So that was my spill for today, guys. If you haven't already, make sure you subscribe to the podcast, share it with a friend, drop a rate, comment, a review, and I will talk to you guys in the next episode. Y'all have a blessed one. Deuces.